there any objection to the motion to advance? Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I could ask a point of information, I just was wondering, Section 2 of the bill references 43, Title 43, Chapter 76, and provides an exemption. I was wondering if somebody could state what that was before we move to third reading.
Representative Sund.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, this is an area of the assessment that is in the five different regions of the state. Take Southeast Alaska, for example. Fishermen have voted to assess themselves on a gross value of their catch, but in our format or how we put the regional aquaculture associations together, we give them the power to recover their own costs. And there's these special terminal harvest areas, say at Neats Bay in front of the hatchery or what will be at Hidden Falls, where the aquaculture association has its own power to go in and catch these fish and sell these fish on the market, take the money from that to pay back the loan and operate. The interpretation that has recently come from the Department of Commerce is that these associations, by Commerce's definition, have to pay an assessment based on the value of the fish that they sell. So what happens is that they have to pay an assessment to the state. Every year we take all the money that we collect under this assessment and appropriate it back to the association. So it's kind of a circular problem. The money's going to come back to them anyway. And the other further problem is that nobody's ever paid this. The associations have never paid this assessment in the past years because they never thought it made any sense or it was due and owing. So there is kind of a liability that they would have to come up, effectively borrow money and pay it to the state, and then we'd appropriate it back to them the next year. So the exemption is for the assessment, so it doesn't apply to the regional association's catch of their own fish.
Were some objections to the advancement to third reading. Are those objections maintained? Hearing no objections, the clerk please read the title of that bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 494, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act relating to the Salmon Enhancement Tax and to Salmon Enhancement Authorities and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 494, Finance, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 494, Finance, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there any objection as the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, that clause has been adopted. The clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
House Resolution 14 by the Rules Committee, establishing a House Special Committee on Economic Recovery. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker, but I do have a zero fiscal note.
Having no amendments, and this is a simple resolution. The second final reading, Mr. Minority Leader.
Simple is one word that could be used, Mr. Speaker. I will be voting against the creation of this interim committee of a lame duck legislature to do the work in the interim that it should have done in this session. Thank you.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, on this here, I noticed that it does have a zero fiscal note, and it says that no additional staff or expenditures are required because the current authorization. I'm not aware that there was any authorization for the committee, nor that there was authorizations of the staff. I know various people, like on our caucus, our staff and members worked without any additional cost or anything else. And I was wondering what staff have already been authorized and what monies have already been authorized. It's most unusual also that you do this on an off year. You usually do this during the interim of a legislative body. this next interim is kind of a lame duck period. Some may be here and some of us may not be here. So I kind of wondering what value it would have. I've always been one to gripe, even during regular interim period, about staff being used for political reasons rather than doing the business that they're supposed to do. And on a campaign year, I even get more worried about special interim committees.
Okay, this is a House resolution. Do you want to go by voice vote? Can be done on a House
resolution. I can.
Well, I don't hear anybody objecting.
Object.
Okay. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Resolution 14 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
30 yeas, 9 nays.
House Resolution 14 has passed the House. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 46 by Fisher, Fakes, Abood, Binkley, Coghill, Duncan, Eliason, Fahrenkamp, Fanning, Halford, Hensley, Jones, Josephson, Kelly, Kurtula, Rohde, Sturgiluski, Zemanski, Euling, and Jaroff, relating to better safe than sorry programs in elementary schools. The Hess Committee has considered the resolution and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Ellis, concurring Ellis, Hudson, Grunberg, Phillips, Hanley, Donnelly, and Kopanen. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments but being a concurrent resolution and second final reading, Mr. Majority Leader, would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we're still in our first supplemental calendar. We have one item left on that calendar. Would the clerk please refer to it?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 46 relating to better safe than sorry programs in elementary schools. It has been read the second time, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, we are in second reading. There are no amendments. Second and final reading. Any debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 46 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, no nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 46 has passed the House. We will be adopting a second supplemental calendar, and there will be roughly a 30-minute break in there while the stuff is being compiled underneath it. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If the members would take out their limbo file, I'd like to deal with one item in the limbo file. And I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House enter the limbo file for the purpose of considering House Bill 322.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I move that the House the motion is that the House concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 322 thereby adopting Senate amendment the bill with Senate amendment number 1. It would be committee substitute for House Bill 322 Judiciary amended Senate, and the amendment is attached to the cover sheet. I would recommend that the members vote yes.
The bill is before us and under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 322 Judiciary? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, no nays.
The House concurs, thus adopting committee substitute for House Bill 322, Judiciary, amended Senate. The effective, Mr. Majority Leader.
move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Any objection to the adoption of the effective date clause? How about the rules of court? Mr. Majority Leader?
We'll get there yet. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage be considered the roll call on the amendments to the rules of court, namely Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure 4, 10, 11, 19, 20, 23.1, 24, 65, 73, and 82, Alaska Rules of Appellate Procedure 204 and 609, and Alaska Rule of Evidence 803, subsection 8.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the civil procedures, appellate procedures, and rule of evidence, we approve it. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members should have on their desk a second supplemental House calendar, Saturday, May 7, 1988. At this time, I move and ask unanimous consent that that be adopted.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the supplemental calendar has been adopted. We'll, Mr. Majority Leader, we'll recess for about 30 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House...
One minute. Before we recess, we probably should drop down to committee announcements. Are there any objections? Hearing no objection, Representative Adams.
Mr. Speaker, I wanted to move on, up to unfinished business, please.
That's where we are, Representative Adams.
Thank you. I've got a couple motions here to waive a couple bills. One is an act relating to alcohol beverages in an area that has prohibited or restricted the sale of alcohol beverages of local option elections and to deliver purchase and municipal regulations of alcohol beverages. This is House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 371, Judiciary. I move and ask I be allowed to waive this. The next committee is rules.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, that bill has been waived.
The next motion I'd like to move is an act relating to the powers of and loans made under the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund Board and providing for effective date. With that, I'd move and ask unanimous consent I'd be allowed to waive House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 484, Resources. The next committee is rules.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that bill also has been waived to the next committee referral. Representative Navarre?
Under announcements, Mr. Speaker. The Rules Committee will meet tomorrow at noon on Senate Bill 191.
Representative Adams.
Mr. Speaker, the announcements for House Finance Committee will start tomorrow at 1:37 p.m. The order will take as House Bill number 375, an act relating to the operating budget, Senate Bill 210, relating to geographical pay differences, and Senate Bill 67, mental health coverage. And that's House Finance tomorrow at 1:37 p.m.
Representative Ulmer.
Thank you. The State Affairs Committee will meet upon adjournment. Hopefully all members could show up right away. It'll only take about 5 minutes. Thank you very much.
Representative Donnelly.
Mr. Speaker, did you have a particular time schedule for us coming back in the session? If you didn't, I could just postpone Labor and Commerce till after the next calendar.
The intent, Representative Donnelly, right now is to give the Sergeant of Arms and his staff ample time to put the packet together under the supplemental calendar that we adopted. And I was assuming it would take about 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, then, at this time, Mr. Speaker, I should probably just postpone Labor and Commerce until I announce another time later on after we're into the next supplemental calendar.
Okay. Any further announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand the House recess for a half hour. So we will come back at 20 minutes to 4.
Okay. Recess. Will the House come back to order? Before the recess, we'd adopted our second supplemental calendar. Would the clerk please make reference to the first item on that supplemental calendar?
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 192, Resources, by the Resources Committee. An act relating to the membership of the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund Board and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute by the Resources Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Cotton, co-chair. Concurring, Cotton, Navarre, Sund, Pierce, Kurtula, Schultz, and Herman. I have one House Committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one House Committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Resources Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 192.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the House CS Resources? Hearing no objection, the House Committee substitute Resources has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments pending upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 192, Resources by the Resources Committee. An act relating to the membership of the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund Board and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Taylor.
I just had a question. It appears to me that this may be kind of, this legislation may be aimed at one or two people in the whole state. It says they have to be residents, operate a producing farm, and have operated a producing farm for 5 years. I've been talking to most of these farmers, and I don't think there are very many of them out there left that have been operating for 5 years, Mr. Speaker. So I'm just kind of curious if if there was a broad group we could call on, or if there's only one or two here. If there's only one or two, there might be a violation if they're doing it this way.
Representative Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No, we do have more than that. We have several farmers that could qualify. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 192, Resources, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
32 yeas, 1 nay.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 192, Resources, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, the clause has been adopted. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 339, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to tobacco products. The Hess Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute by the Hess Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Kopanen and Ellis, concurring Ellis, Phillips, Hanley, Kopanen, and Hudson. Grunberg signed, do pass with amendment striking sections 1, 3, and 4 of House Hess Committee Substitute. The Judiciary Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the Judiciary House Committee Substitute with the same title and do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Sund Chairman, concurring Sund, Ulmer, Grunberg, Taylor, Barnes, Navarre, and Cotton. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having two committee substitutes, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Judiciary CS for CS for Senate Bill 339.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the House CS Judiciary? Hearing none, the House Committee Substitute Judiciary has been adopted. Does the clerk have further amendments on her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance to third reading? Hearing none, would the clerk please give that bill its third reading?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 339, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to tobacco products.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Phillips.
Speaker, looks like there's a difference between the House Hess recommendations versus the House Judiciary, and I'd like to, at least for the record, what the differences are.
Any further debate? Representative Frank?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was wondering if the Judiciary Chairman could give us a brief rundown on the bill.
Any, Representative Sund?
The House Judiciary added a section of the bill, starting at Section 3 of the bill, I believe, and moving on, or no, Section 4. It puts an excise tax on certain tobacco products.
Any further debate? Are you ready for Representative Hanley?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was curious, the certain tobacco, are we talking about chewing tobacco?
That would probably be one of the categories. Representative Ellis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Section 3 of the bill refers to all tobacco products other than cigarettes, which are currently taxed. All other tobacco products sold in the state of Alaska have neither a state or federal tax. So we're referring to all tobacco products other than cigarettes, which are currently taxed under, well, I don't have the appropriate statute here, but are currently taxed under existing law.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 339 Judiciary pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
32 yeas, 6 nays.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 339, Judiciary, has passed the House. Governor promised to veto it. Would the clerk please read the next item on the calendar?
Senate Bill 351 by Sturgiluski, an act relating to arbitration of medical malpractice claims. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring Donnelly, Kopanen, Boucher, Menard, Davidson, and Ellis. The Judiciary Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Sund, Chairman, concurring Sund, Ulmer, Grunberg, Taylor, Barnes, Navarre, and Cotton. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no CSs or further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 351 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there any objection to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, will the clerk please read the title of that bill for the third time?
Senate Bill 351 by Sturgiluski, an act relating to arbitration of medical malpractice claims.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 351 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
40 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 351 has passed the House. Would the clerk read the next item on the calendar?
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 442, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee. An act relating to the Older Alaskans Commission and the protection of elderly persons and establishing the Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring Adams, Porchot, Larson, Swackhammer, Boyer, Wallace, Brown, Davis, and Rieger. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the State Affairs CS for Senate Bill 442 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing none, would the clerk please give the bill its third reading?
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 442, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee. An act relating to the Older Alaskans Commission and the protection of elderly persons and establishing the Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Phillips.
Speaker, I have a question to the finance chair. Apparently, this is going to cost about $50,000, and apparently it's mandated by federal law, but also looking under the backup information from the prime sponsor, that apparently they have established a voluntary state ombudsman, or the long-term care ombudsman. And I'm just wondering if we can continue that volunteerism without passing a fiscal note of $50,000 on this thing and still comply with the federal law.
Any further debate? Any further debate? Representative Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The legislation, just briefly, let me go over a couple of points. It's designed, as the previous speaker said, to bring us into compliance with federal law, specifically to make the Older Alaskans Commission put them into compliance with the federal Older Americans Act of 1965. Those are recent amendments by the U.S. Congress made in 1987. So we'd be establishing this new office and establishing procedures for the protection of elderly persons in the state of Alaska. And the fiscal note is approximately $50,000. The idea is that this single position would go about the training and recruitment and training of volunteers to expand those protections to senior citizens all around the state, especially those who are in the care of the state, in long-term care facilities, people who can't fend for themselves and may be victims of elder abuse. So the idea is that this one person would carry on this important work and also train and certify local volunteer ombudsmen around the state of Alaska. So I think it's a necessary position to have, and we will continue with the volunteer efforts, but we do need to have this this person officially in place to be in compliance with federal law.
Representative Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have one concern about the legislation, and maybe someone can put my concern to rest. But on the last page, the last sentence, it says that if I read this right, it says that if you fire someone, or let me reverse that, if you complain about something that's going on in one of these long-term care housing projects, that you basically cannot be fired for 90 days. And I think that's fine, assuming that the reason for your being fired was retaliatory, as it says here. But this sentence says that you presume that the action was retaliatory. And I'm wondering if that means that someone who is in danger of losing his or her job could just file a report about every 90 days to continue employment indefinitely.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 442, State Affairs, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, 1 nay.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 442, State Affairs, has passed the House. The clerk read the next item on today's calendar.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 480, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act establishing the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, concurring Adams, Porcheau, Larson, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, Frank, Brown, and Davis. Having no recommendation, Gall and Wallace. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance CS for Senate Bill 480 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, will the clerk please give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 480, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act establishing the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very briefly, This is also part of our economic recovery package, and I'm glad to see this bill on the floor. Hopefully it will help a number of areas in this state in their efforts to plan and promote economic recovery. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 480, Finance, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
40 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 480, Finance, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the final vote, the vote on final passage for the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 480 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Representative Sun, are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the clause has been adopted. Representative Sun, would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we just completed work on Senate Bill 480. Would the clerk please make reference to the next bill on the calendar?
Senate Bill 501 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act placing the principal executive officer of the State Medical Board in the partially exempt service. The HES Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Ellis. Signing do pass, Ellis, Hanley, Phillips, and Kopanen. Hudson has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no committee substitutes or further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 501 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing none, would the clerk please give that bill its third reading?
Senate Bill 501 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act placing the principal executive officer of the State Medical Board in the partially exempt service.
Third reading, under debate. Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate Bill 501 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
40 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 501 has passed the House. Representative Sund.
Speaker, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 501.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on Senate Bill 501. Representative Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, we have a newly appointed member of the Guide Board, Pete Buist. Please help me welcome him.
Under introduction of guests, Representative Ulmer.
Thank you. Representative Hudson and I have some guests in Gallery A, Helen Fisher and Mr. and Mrs. Rupe Andrews.
Any further guests for introduction? This brings us back down to the supplemental calendar. Would the clerk please read the next item on that calendar?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 63 by the Resources Committee, urging the governor to establish the Alaska Railroad Depot at Nenana as the official museum for the Alaska Railroad and a state historical site. The Transportation Committee has considered the resolution and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Cato Chairman, concurring Miller, Springer, Cato, and Boucher. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, but it is a concurrent resolution in second and final reading and under debate or the amendment process. Is there any debate? Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 63 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 63 has passed the House. We have some citations on the supplementary calendar. First, Representative Navarre.
Could we have a brief at ease?
The House stand at ease. House come back to order. In the supplemental calendar, or at the end of that supplemental calendar, is some citations. Would Mr. Majority Leader?
There are 22 citations on the calendar today. I move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the citations.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, the citations have been adopted. We have dealt with 23 pieces of legislation from the Senate today. It is not the intent to have a further supplemental today. However, we have to let the other body meet at least once today. What we'll do is we will later, I'll keep the forum open here to read bills and things across, and but we will not have any further formal floor action today. Let's wait a minute. Are there any objections if we move back up to reports of standing committees? Hearing no objections, will the clerk read the reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee is considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 384, Judiciary, relating to adoption of regulations. Recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Ulmer, Chairman. Signing do pass, Ulmer, Hoffman, Davidson, and Martin. Senate Bill 384 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee is considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 399, Rules, Alaska Automated Fingerprint System, and to the inclusion of fingerprint information in that system. Recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee with the same title and do pass. Report was signed by Sund Chairman. Signing do pass, Sund, Cotton, Ulmer, Grunberg, Barnes, Taylor, and Navarre. Senate Bill 399 has no further referral. The State Affairs Committee is considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 455, Labor and Commerce, Commercial Fishing Vessel Safety and Safety Equipment. Recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Ulmer, Chairman. Signing do pass, Davidson, Martin, Hoffman, and Ulmer. Senate Bill 455 has no further referral. The State Affairs Committee is considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 308, CNRA, Grants for Energy Efficient Homes, and recommends it do pass and adopts a May 7th letter of intent. Report was signed by Ulmer, Chairman. Signing do pass, Ulmer, Hoffman, Davidson, and Martin. Senate Bill 308 has no further referral. The Resources Committee is considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 475, Resources, establishing the Tugadak Island Critical Habitat Area, and recommends it be replaced with a House Committee substitute by the Resources Committee with the same title and do pass. Report was signed by Cotton, co-chair. Signing do pass, Cotton, Navarre, Sund, Davidson, and Herman. Schultz signed. Needs area plan. Senate Bill 475 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, would the House stand at ease? Back to order. Since it is the intent of this body and the chair to keep it open for technical, and we do have a lot of bills which we did pass today, are there any of these bills of which you would want to reconsider at this point so that we could move some of these bills over to the other side? Representative Hoffman?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on committee substitute for Senate Bill 276 Finance, and ask unanimous consent that we bring it up the same day.
Okay, we have notice of reconsideration, and then also a motion to bring up reconsideration on the same day. Is there any objections to bring up reconsideration on the same day? Hearing no objections, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 276, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act relating to brewpub, brewery, and beverage dispensary liquor licenses and to prohibited financial interests in a licensed liquor business and providing for an effective date.
Okay, this bill is before us in third reading and under debate. You're ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 276, Finance, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, 1 nay.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 276, Finance, has passed the House in reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wonder if we could move up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce several friends of mine in Gallery B. First, I'd like to introduce several members of my staff, whom I don't think I've introduced so far this year. Heather Arnett and Benita Roll. And then I'd like to introduce another friend of mine in Gallery B, Mr. John Sutter.
Okay, before we take up the effective date on the bill on the board, are there any further guests for introduction? Okay, let's get back to the effective date. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, that clause has been adopted. Does any member here wish to place a notice of reconsideration on one of these bills? Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 351, and I request that I be allowed to bring up my reconsideration on the same day.
Senate Bill 351, and also a motion to bring up the reconsideration on the same day. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, that bill will be before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Ellis.
Speaker, could we have a brief at ease, please?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had the motion to bring up reconsideration on the same day, and that was granted. Thus, we have Senate Bill 351 before us in third reading and under debate. Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 351 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas.
Senate Bill 351 has passed the House in reconsideration. Representative Gull.
Is it in order to give reconsideration on another bill? I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 339 and move and ask unanimous consent that my reconsideration be brought up at this time.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, the reconsideration is available today.
Could we stand briefly at ease, please?
The House stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we have the bill before us in third reading and under debate. Is there any debate? And are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 339 Judiciary pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Phillips?
Yea to nay.
From yea to nay? Does any other member, Representative Schultz? Yea to nay. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
29 yeas, 7 nays.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 339 Judiciary has passed House in reconsideration. Is there effective date?
No.
Okay, no effective date. Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give reconsideration on my vote on SCR 63 and request a reconsideration be brought up at this time.
What was that number?
63.
Okay, notice of reconsideration has been given, followed by a motion to bring up reconsideration on the same day. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, it is before us in third reading.
I still have to find it.
Please remember now, what I tried to get out of this body was basically an understanding that we're going to have a technical session, and unless you wanted to reconsider something to hold over for the next day's calendar, that everything else was going to fly. Are you set now, Irene? Okay. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 63 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas, no nay.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 63 has passed the House in reconsideration. Representative Swackhammer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give notice of the reconsideration of committee substitute, Senate Bill 192.
Senate Bill 192. Okay.
Mr. Speaker, I request that I be allowed to bring it up today, this time.
Are there any objections to bringing up reconsideration on the same day? Hearing no objections, that bill is before us. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 192 Resources pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change? Representative Wallace, the roll is open for your vote. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Madam, take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 192 Resources has passed the House in reconsideration. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I fear that people haven't understood what you said.
Representative Barnes.
And my point is that you're going to transmit all these bills. We don't have to sit here and take up every one of them and reconsider them today. He's simply going to transmit them.
Representative Barnes, you're most helpful.
We didn't have this on board.
We did this. We took care of it.
Okay.
Okay, that pretty well brings us down to the end here.
There was an effective date, though.
I was afraid of an effective date. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, that clause has been adopted. Are there any announcements? Standing committees, special committees? Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, there'll be a minority caucus in my office at 9:30 tomorrow morning. I would ask everyone to attend. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The conference committee on the operating budget is still on hold due to the other body has been missing all day. But I will try to announce that 8:30 in the morning, we'll try to start again the Conference Committee on the Operating Budget, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sund.
Speaker, Judiciary, I'll try to convene here in about 15 minutes. Let's just say about 10 after 5 or so, give people a chance to get something to eat, and we'll try to pick up on the calendar. We have some witnesses that would like to testify, and I'm not sure that they'll be available now, but we'll give it a try and see where we go.
Representative Donnelly.
Mr. Speaker, due to the lateness of the hour, and I have one bill that does have a judiciary referral after it leaves my committee, Labor and Commerce. I was wondering if we could move back up to unfinished business, and I could ask the body if it'd be okay if I waived it.
Okay. Any objections? Unfinished business.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that House Labor and Commerce be allowed to waive Senate Bill 508 relating to bankruptcy exemptions and retirement property, and it has a further referral to Judiciary Committee.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, that bill is waived to next committee of referral, Judiciary. Any further announcements? Okay, we'll recess to the call of the chair with the understanding that tomorrow we'll come in at 10 o'clock, and there'll be the floor session will be still open for this legislative day until we adjourn, so we can maybe take some more messages and standing committee reports. So we'll recess to call the chair. Will the House come back to order? Before the recess, we just completed our second supplemental calendar. Without objections, I'd like to move back up the calendar to reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 Resources relating to multiple use of state land and water, recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute by the Resources Committee with the same title and due pass, and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Cotton, co-chair, signing due pass, Cotton, Navarre, Sund, Davidson, and Schultz. Senate Bill 136 as a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down the daily calendar to special orders. Is there any special orders? Mr. Majority Leader, you wanted special orders.
I was going to say something, but I think I won't. Okay. I move and ask unanimous consent we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.